Grab the boys, grab some beers, and get lucky at Hawthorne Racecourse. Horse racing is the original sports betting and features odds on every race that can make any day a big payday. Fall is here, which means the thoroughbreds are back. Feel the thunder opening weekend as real dirt racing returns October 10th with reduced admission, drink specials, and the thrill of live thoroughbred racing. Or get in on the action at their 7 Chicagoland Club Hawthorne OTBs with races from around the globe. Big odds, big payouts. Get in on the excitement at Hawthorne Racecourse today.
When I wanted to get a loan, I asked my friend who worked with Americash Loans.
I told her that with loans up to $4,000 and same-day funding, I was happy to recommend them. Plus, with their Refer a Friend program, I'll get $100 and my friend will get $50. Apply online at AmeriCashLoans.net or call 888-907-4227. 888-907-4227.
AmeriCash Loans. Your money, your choice. Restrictions may apply.
Flo here with a word that's just weird. Terry cloth. Who exactly is Terry? And why does he get his own fabric? Did he journey below SPF 50? Fight off some weeds and his daffodils? How about a word for everyone? Flotection. Yeah, I just made it up. But I'm not making up how great it feels when me and Progressive protect your new home. Ever think of that, Terry? No, Terry only thinks of himself.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Right now, the Home Depot makes replacing your old carpet easy. With more styles and colors to choose from, there's no better time to buy. With free installation on any carpet purchase of $499 or more, all by licensed local pros. Backed for life. Today is the day for doing and saving with free carpet installation only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. For a limited time, $499 minimum purchase required, typically $699. For license information, visit homedepot.com/license numbers. Valid through November 6, 2019.
At Capital One, you can open a new savings account in about 5 minutes and earn five times the national average. 5 minutes? That's less time than you spend arguing about how to pronounce GIF.
Wait, GIF or JIF?
Hard G. Less time than you spend trying to stick to your paleo diet.
Resist the carbs. Ooh, brownies.
No brownies. That's about 5 minutes to earn five times the national average savings rate. This is banking reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Rate comparison based on FDIC national rate. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on radio.com? Download the app or head to radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
Devil Dog, Squid, Zoomy, Coasty, Grunt. Military veterans have a lot of terms for each other. And now there's a place that reports the news and delivers stories in words vets understand. ConnectingVets.com. It's military news and issues that affect your wallet. It's women's issues and vets who are raising the bar and accomplishing the impossible. Whether you're an operator, a pogue, a fobbit, or an Airedale, the place that speaks your language is ConnectingVets.com.
Free 30-day trial, and your first audiobook is on us.
Sunday, join the Score's Kevin Zepak and Miller Lite at Durbin's in Midlothian for a 1970s themed Bears viewing party. Stop in from 3 to 6 to meet Kevin, win prizes, and watch the Bears take on New Orleans. Cheers to 100 years with Miller Lite.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, and we are delighted to have Zach Zaidman in studio with us. And this is an experiment we're going to try here that Zach suggested. Are you ready? Bears!
I love talking football, man. I missed it.
They're trying a little experiment.
We're waiting to get some phone calls.
See,
so Zach claims that all you have to do is turn on the microphone and yell Bears.
Well, here's why. So I've been looking at our text messaging line, and I mentioned earlier, because everyone seems to be losing their minds because Mitchell Trubisky isn't Patrick Mahomes or Deshaun Watson. And yeah, that's a problem. But that's a problem for the guy who drafted him. It's not a problem for everybody else. What you need to do is find a way to win with Mitchell Trubisky. That's why Matt Nagy was hired to win, not to win a certain way, just to win, to adjust to what you have and win. And I mentioned earlier that one of the best ways the Bears can go about it is because they've got this terrific defense. Even without Akeem Hicks, the Bears defense is still pretty darn good, right? And they have what I think is a much better special teams unit than they had last season. So if you have these two things, how do you win with Trubisky? And I submit one of the ways to do it is to stop trying to run the offense that the Chiefs have in Kansas City or the Eagles have in Philadelphia, because you don't have the personnel, starting with the quarterback. You don't have the tight ends that those teams have. So you can't do what they're trying to do. Scale it back.
Yeah, I like what you're saying. What you're saying, and I mentioned it earlier, and I think this is high concept. Treat Mitch like the backup. Treat Mitch not like the starter, but like a guy that has been forced into the game, and so he can't run all the things that you want to run. You know, they came out, and I think we thought that we were going to see 2.0, what 201, whatever. It was going to be a step up, a second year, a growth in the offense, and it hasn't worked. It just hasn't worked. So why not go the other way? Go back to what the guy does best. Go back to what worked when things were working, and try from that standpoint rather than trying to kind of force feed something that clearly is not, he just doesn't seem to understand where to go with the ball on different situations. So as I was saying to David before, you know, if you look at when things got really good, when they were in trouble, when they first started struggling with that offense in Kansas City, they started doing things like, okay, we're going to give the ball to Kareem Hunt, we're going to throw the ball to Kelce, and we're going to, you know, mix in other things, but basically we're going to feature a couple of guys, three guys, right? A tight end, a running back, and one of the receivers.
And Tariq Hill as well.
Tariq Hill can make a big play down the field. So why not come out and say, okay, we're going to throw the ball to Allen Robinson. He's having a great year, and we know he's going to catch it, and we know he can go out and get the ball. We're going to feed the ball to Tariq Cohen because we're not using him enough, and we got to figure out a way to get him more involved. And guess what? David Montgomery's sitting here, so we're going to get him going. You also have Taylor Gabriel. I wouldn't mind seeing him getting the ball. Maybe you don't need to force the ball to Trey Burton. Maybe he's not ready for that yet. I don't know what the answer is, but find three things you can do on any given play and then do one of the three rather than one of 10.
Right, and I think the Bears started – this is where I think we overreacted to what happened in London because they had a backup quarterback
totally
in there.
Overreacted.
Prior to Chase Daniel having to take over because of the injury to Mitch, they did scale it back. You know, they scaled it back in Denver. They scaled it back against Minnesota as well before the injury happened. I think the other thing that kind of...
But Denver, I got to stop you because Denver's another example of not helping the defense. The defense was on the field too long in Denver. That thin air and all the rest of it, the defense is giving up a game-winning drive at the end of that game. It's just they got lucky and managed to get a field goal at the end of the game. They managed to get a roughing the passer penalty. And that led to a field goal at the end of the game. And that's a big deal. But, you know, you look at that London game, they did take the lead in that game. The problem is that the defense was on the field for 35 minutes.
Right.
And by the end of the game, they couldn't stop you.
Yeah,
you in particular.
And that tells you all
why
you need
you
to know. But
out there, I don't know.
For the people that say, well, you can't win that way, I think you look around the league, there are plenty of examples that you
teams.
Can win regular season games that way and put yourself in a position to make the playoffs. We've watched the Saints do it since Drew Brees went down.
That's right.
Teddy Bridgewater is going for his fifth consecutive win.
That's ridiculous.
His fifth consecutive win this Sunday against the Bears. And he doesn't do anything special offensively, but
he's
get wins. You know, and they play complementary football because they have a very good defense
they
can run the ball.
They have some great defensive players.
Right? But we've watched Indianapolis after the surprise retirement by Andrew Luck. Frank Reich didn't go in attempting to have this kind of offense. That wasn't the game plan. But you know what? He adjusted because Jacoby Brissett is the quarterback. They've got a good offensive line. They've got a running back, so they use that to their advantage, and they've won a lot of games this season, and I think the Bears can do that as well.
All right, let's get to Kelly. He's in Northwest Indiana. Morning, Kelly.
Good morning. My question is real simple. we're really missing an offensive line that has proven that they can help you when you're running the ball or protect the quarterback. It doesn't matter who you put back there.
Okay, so Kelly, okay, the offensive line's not playing well. What's your solution? What do you want to see happen?
Yeah, my solution was when you had people go down and get hurt, why didn't you go out there and actively look like some other teams did yesterday to replace Kyle Long or replace other people you need to?
All right, contact Washington and make a trade. That's what your suggestion is. Let's try Jerry. He's on the road. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, guys. The last caller I agree with, not only is our line terrible, but Zach hit it on the head also. We do not have an NFL-caliber tight end to run a Philadelphia or KC offense. Also, I have no confidence in Matt Nagy and his decision-making just on his play calling. He refuses to use – the most important thing for any quarterback is giving them time in the pocket. And you know our line is not holding up. Why does he refuse to use the running back or the tight end or both of them to buy the quarterback a few extra seconds to hit these receivers or give the receivers a few extra seconds?
So you want to max protect.
It's his whole scheme.
Okay, right, but I think part of the problem also is you can't escape the fact that the quarterback has to be more decisive and trust his decision making. There's a lot that it's not just the offensive line. It's not just one thing. You can't just say, all right, if the offensive line is fixed, then the quarterback's going to be fixed. Then all of a sudden the tight ends are going to look great. It's adjusting to your personnel. They've got some issues. How do you put yourself in a position to make the best of what you've got? And I think the way to do it is to play complementary football and scaling things back and maybe switching up that run-pass ratio that they've had so far over the first month plus of the season.
All right, let's get Alex involved. Alex is in Chicago. Good morning, Alex.
Morning. Yeah, hi, guys. I think, you know, unfortunately the problem is, and I realize Zach probably isn't going to say this, but it's just a mediocre offense. With the exception of Allen Robinson, there's no player on the offense that isn't a mediocre NFL player or worse. And unfortunately, Mitch is at his best when he's running the football, and we don't have the luxury of doing that right now because he's injury prone. We got a running game that's averaging 3 yards per carry. We got mediocre tight ends, a below average offensive line, mediocre wide receivers with the exception of Allen Robinson. So when your best player by head and shoulders above everyone else is Allen Robinson, you're just not going to be that great of an offense.
All right. Thank you, Alex. Let's get to Don. He's on the west side.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Hey, man, we got to start with all the bear bashing first and foremost, man. This team is not that bad, man. I mean, if everybody considering Super Bowls and all this, like, man, come on, stop being turncoats. Secondly, with the scale back, does it really matter if Mitch doesn't know what part of the defense is going to be open as opposed to who's going to be up? Because I say that question just so you can get exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I don't think he reads defenses particularly well. And I don't think I don't think it's particularly turncoat to not be a cheerleader. You see what I'm saying? Like you want us to just sit here and wave the pom-poms, and that I don't think that's effective or really. Let's get to the heart of the problem. That's really a lot easier. And Mike is on the road. Good morning, Mike.
Is that me? Hello?
Yes, that's you, Mike. Are you Mike?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, that's a great name.
I've been listening to the show. Just want to run something by you. I've been listening
Please.
All morning.
Okay.
You guys have been basically railing on Trubisky.
No,
did it
we're
ever
not.
Cross your mind that
we should
maybe this
him
kid's going to come out and turn in a darn good performance? And maybe the tight ends aren't that bad. And that other guy says he's injury prone. No, he's not.
Okay. Never occurred to me.
Yeah, maybe he'll throw for 400 yards Sunday. Maybe the tight ends will start to catch. But maybe I'll win the lottery tomorrow, too.
He's also been able to do that before. And the offense is designed
not against good teams.
Well, the problem is
Washington.
The problem is that things aren't going particularly well. And you're 5 games into the season, and there were very high expectations, and that is what Michael Lombardi is referring to when he calls him MVP Mitch, the number of people that felt that was a distinct possibility, and he's been anything but that thus far.
They could be in last place after Sunday. They could be in last place in the division.
Yeah, and they're effectively two games, you know, behind the Green Bay Packers because they're a game and a half back, but the reality is they lost at home to them. So the big loss. Let's try Jake. Jake is on the road.
How are you doing today, guys?
Good, bud. What's up?
Good, good. So I've been watching the last, well, probably since I was 8, I've been a Bears fan. And I got to say, Mahomes and Watson have probably been some of the fastest producing quarterbacks coming out of the draft. I was wondering if you guys ever took a chance to look at Tom Brady's first 4 years, Drew Brees' first 4 years, Brett Favre's first 4 years, and Ben Roethlisberger's first 4 years, just to see how inconsistent they were up until year four. I feel like quarterbacks should be trademarked at college. You need 4 years to get to your potential. Even the great Bill Parcells says it takes 3 years to see where a quarterback is going to be.
The only problem with that is that you sign these rookie contracts, and then you have to make a decision on whether you're going to bring a guy back. And you may feel that way, Jake, but if you have to pay him money, that's a totally different deal. And it, you know, hopefully by the end of the year, you know whether you want to pay the guy or not. Because you don't want to let a guy go into a free agent year and not know what he is.
I would disagree with Jake, respectfully. I think that when a quarterback is good, you know almost immediately when he steps onto the field. Because you look at the success immediately once Tom Brady stepped on the field.
They won a Super Bowl.
And you look at the success that, you know, Mahomes and Watson have had immediately when stepping on the field. And you can go around Jimmy Garoppolo immediately upon stepping on the field when he got his opportunity. He's been a good player. They're 13-2. Russell Wilson's another example.
Came in, they had just went out and paid for a starting quarterback, and Wilson came in, beat him in camp, and ended up being a starter right away.
Now, will you go through some growing pains? Absolutely, because the league adjusts to you a little bit, and you have to readjust. You know, you're seeing that kind of happen right now with Baker Mayfield. But if a guy is good, you'll know it right away. And I think that's kind of what's been discouraging about this situation right now. And the question going forward is, if you don't believe that Mitchell Trubisky is the guy, but you've got a three-year window here where you've pushed all the chips in to try and win, what do you do if you don't end up winning this season? Meaning you don't make the playoffs, you have a down year, you don't trust the quarterback. What do you do going forward to fix it without first-round picks?
That's Zach Zaidman, and we're going to thank him profusely when we come back from the break. We're also going to welcome in a gentleman by the name of Connor McKnight, and what a special guest he has with him. Grody time! Coming up next, Mully and Haw on the Score. It's Grody time! Yeah!
Bears fans, this is the most listened to sports morning show in Chicago. Trust Mully and Haw to cover the biggest Bear stories as they happen. Mully and Haw, created in Chicago for Chicago. Monday through Friday mornings, 5 a.m. to 9. Only on Sports Radio.
The toughest part of any plumbing job, the part you don't have, when you need it. But here's the good part. Home Depot Pro Packs. Convenient, large quantity packs of things pros need and always need more of. From push to connect fittings to PEX fittings. Because in the middle of a plumbing job, the last thing you need is to run out of parts. Home Depot Pro Packs. Conveniently bundled for the pro. Conveniently available at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only.
Foot First Podiatry, fixing feet beautifully.
The new sports book at Ameristar East Chicago has all the action, real-time odds, and the best prop bets. Plus, with fast 24-hour betting kiosks, there's no waiting. So grab the crew and come to the new sports book at Ameristar East Chicago. You must be 21 to learn.
Future traders, what's better than trading your own money? Trading someone else's money, of course. Top Step Trader is an Inc. 5000 Chicago company with a 7-year record of providing capital to traders who successfully pass their simulated evaluation. Over 3,000 traders have already earned fully backed accounts from Top Step. Now you can tell your rich uncle to shove it and get the funding you need to pursue your passion in the financial markets. Visit TopStep.com and learn how you can earn a funded account today.
At Dunkin', the flavors of pumpkin are back in a big way. We're talking pumpkin donuts, pumpkin muffins, pumpkin munchkins donut holes. Oh boy, pumpkin coffee, pumpkin iced coffee, pumpkin frozen coffee, pumpkin lattes, and the exciting new cinnamon sugar pumpkin signature latte, which has got sugar and spice and everything nice. Phew, it's pumpkin flavored everything at Dunkin'. America runs on Dunkin'. Oh, and pumpkin K-Cup pods too. Limited time offer. Participation may vary. Keurig and K-Cup used under license.
Okay, you know how it feels when you've saved enough for that long-awaited home addition? Now imagine an addition on that addition. Whoa. That's the feeling with Capital One, where a new savings account earns an interest rate five times the national average. That's right, five times. As represented by five times more singers.